Glory, hallelujah. Now let's give Jesus a clap offering in the house. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I realize that time is far spent. Besides that, this is a very special service today. And I don't want to keep you long. I just want to acknowledge the presence of Almighty God for being so good to us. Thank God for Pastor Grant, the bishop of this house. It's also great to acknowledge the presence of our superintendent. Amen. Great man of God, great leader. Thank you for allowing me into your district. Amen. And all the wonderful men that work alongside the pastor, this is a great team. Just sitting down on the platform and watching the order. Everything was done decently and in order. That's great leadership. Amen. Your attention is called quickly to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 18. We're going to commence reading the first verse and then St. John Gospel, chapter 13. We'll read a few verses. And I promise I'm not going to be long. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jeremiah chapter number 18, verse number 1. When you find it, say amen. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was at work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was mirrored in his hand, in the hand of the potter. So he made it again. Somebody say, he made it again. Another vessel. As seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Say the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Somebody say house. John 13, I will read a few verses starting from verse number 21 for lack of time. When Jesus has thou said he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples look on one another, doubting of whom he speak. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter, therefore beckoning unto him that he should ask who it should be of whom he speak. And he leaning on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered and said, he it is to whom I shall give this sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after that sup, after he had received the sup, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do it quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought because of Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. He went immediately out, and it was night. I want to speak for just a brief moment on the subject, the danger of departing from his house. The danger of departing from his house. This is not going to make you shout tonight, I tell you that. This is not a shouting service. Amen? But I want you to just close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in this. Oh God, as we have come in your presence, Lord God, to search our hearts and our minds and our souls and our spirit. Lord, we are open to you. Speak, oh Lord, for your servants are listening right now. Speak from heaven. It doesn't matter what I say up here, oh God. What matters is what you say, what thou say of the Lord. I pray for a mighty anointing to sweep across this audience today. Bless your people, encourage your people, strengthen the weak, heal the sick among us. We ask in Jesus' name, the people in the house say amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Of course, everybody understand and read, you know, we read Psalm 23 so much. Verse number 6 say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Amen. There is always safety in the house. There's always hope in the house. And by house tonight, I'm referring to the house of God. In Jeremiah 18, we read tonight that the Lord instructed Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house, and there he will cause him to hear his word. But before measuring Jeremiah tonight, I want to relate a little story that I got out of Liberia, and I'm always preaching about these rebels things here, you know, because that's where I'm from. Amen. The story goes like this. There was an attack on the town. This is one of the areas the UPC had a very great, you know, impact. We have so many church members in that town. But when the rebels attacked Bummy Hills, that's a place named Bummy Hills, one of the pastors had a house full of believers, including his wife and children. They're in a house. The rebels have attacked the town. They are killing people. They are shooting the whole town is in an uproar. It's just in a chaotic situation. So the pastor is in the house with a group of people, and he's praying and saying to one all of his people, don't leave this house until I hear from the Lord. Don't leave the house. Stay in the house. Oh yes, out there they were shooting, people were dying. But the pastor kept telling his people, abide in the house. I've spoken to God, and God hasn't told me to leave yet. What this pastor understood was the fact that there were rebel soldiers all around this house, just waiting for someone to show his or head out, and the person would be blown up to pieces. So the pastor knew that. He said, don't leave the house, because as long as they were in the house, there was a degree of safety in the house, because prayer was going on in the house. But amen, as the attack on the city became so intensified, the pastor's wife kept saying, I want to get out. It's not safe in here. The pastor said, don't get out. Stay in the house. But she kept urging that she wanted to get out. And finally, she forced the door open. As soon as she got outside, the rebel seized her by the hand and dragged her to an unknown destination. I said that to say this, as long as we are in the house of the Lord, there is a decree of safety. Somebody say amen. That's where Jeremiah went down to the potter's house. Glory to God. And he saw the potter working on the wheel. And the word of the Lord came unto him. Amen. And then I said, watch this man do his work. The Bible tells me he washed him as he made a beautiful vessel, and the vessel is on the wheel, is spinning. I don't have the time to go into all of that, but somehow when the potter finally decided it was time to lift the vessel from the wheel. When he did that, something went wrong. It became damaged in his hand. But you see, as Jeremiah stands there and watched the whole thing, the potter took the same clay. He took the same damaged vessel and he put it back on the wheel and began to spin it again. I stop by to let you know that as long as the clay and the vessel was in the house, there was some hope. There was some hope because the potter is still working on the wheel. Glory to God. I don't know about you tonight, but when we approached the Lord's table, it was time to do some heart searching. Not that we are perfect, not that we are sinless, but some way, somehow we understand that the potter is not through with us yet. He's still working. I'd advise you tonight to stay on the potter's wheel. Don't get off the wheel. Don't leave the house, because there is mercy in the house. There is hope in the house. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Oh my God, I don't have the time to talk to you about the potter's house. I love the potter's house more than I love the potter's field, because you see, there's always hope in the house. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The house, this house shall be called a house of prayer by all nations. There's always hope in the house. Somebody say hope. Somebody shout hope. As long as we are in the house, there is hope. Amen. The vessels, even though it is a messed up vessel, glory to God, but the potter knew that as long as the clay did not leave the house, there was always hope. So he put it back and began to spin the wheel again. Amen. And the Bible tells me that he made it again, another vessel, as seemed right unto the potter to make it. Glory to God. Amen. Every one of us sitting here, I don't know about you, but I know about myself. This is not the first vessel that the Lord made. I'm a second vessel. I'm a second chance vessel. Every one of us here, even when we came to the Lord and got filled with the Holy Ghost, that did not say that we became perfect. Not yet. Amen. But the potter keeps working on us. He keeps spinning the wheel. He is not through with us yet. I don't know who I'm talking to here today, but stay in the house. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Stay in the house. Because you see, the danger is when the potter has worked and worked and worked and worked, and finally he comes to the conclusion that there is no hope in this clay. Right beside the potter is a trash can. If the potter ever took you from off his wheel and placed you in the trash can, you are headed for the potter's field. Oh, I don't know who I'm speaking to here today. Amen. I don't want to be in the potter's trash can. I don't want you to go to the potter's field, because there is hopelessness in the potter's field. When you go to the potter's field, you become no more use. You become of no more use, and there's no chance. But I tell you tonight, as long as we are in the potter's house, knows there is still chance. I advise you tonight that whatever happened, don't leave the house. Oh yeah, we might not be perfect, but don't leave the house. Oh, there might be some damage on us, but don't leave the house. There might be some imperfection on us, but don't leave the house, because out there, amen, is dangerous. Amen, the devil is like a roaring lion, amen, walking through the floor, seeking whom he may devour. I tell this good church, carry gospel, church. It might be rough in here. You might not like everything that goes in here, but it's better in here. Stay in the house. I don't know who I'm preaching to. Don't leave the house. Somebody might persuade you. Don't leave the house. There's safety in the house. There's mercy in the house. There's love in it. Don't leave the house. Oh my God, I've heard some people, not from this church, I've heard some people say, I don't want to be a part of that church because there are too many hypocrites in that, not the church. They say there are too many hypocrites in the church, but I got news for you. There are more hypocrites outside the church than they are inside the house. Live in the house. Don't. You know, I heard a man say one time, let me use it in this message today, that some people mind the little water that is getting into the boat, and they decide to jump into the river. That doesn't make any sense, because there are more waters out there than there's in the boat. I don't mind a little water coming into the boat. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to capitalize on the little water getting my feet wet and be crazy enough to jump me out of the water, because I prefer some of the water to all of the water. So I'm going to abide in the boat, because there's safety in the house. Somebody says safety in the house. There's love in the house. There's counsel in the house. Nobody gonna allow me to leave this place of safety. I don't care how strong the demons are. Nobody gonna force me out of this place, because I know out there is rough, amen. There's a jungle out there. There are people trying to destroy you. So I'm gonna abide in the house. Amen. I don't care what happened. I might have a little bit of problem here and there, but I'm gonna stay in the house. Oh Lord, I don't know who I'm talking to here today, but you better stay in the house. Amen. I don't want to part us for you. That's exactly what happened to, that's what happened to Judas. Judas had been with Jesus for 3.5 years. He sat at Jesus' feet. Did you know that when Jesus went into prayer all night, came out, called the 12 disciples unto him, and he chose 12 disciples, including Judas. He was a chosen disciple. Well, I don't understand, Pastor Grant, what I don't understand. How can a disciple become a traitor? It didn't just happen overnight. Amen. Judas probably planned in his mind, because everything starts from the heart. It started little by little. Amen. When your heart leaves the church, amen, you are just sitting here. Amen. And sooner or later, your body is going to leave. The part of you that leaves last is now your heart. Your heart leaves first. You might be sitting here in your frame, but I tell you tonight, the power is still working on you. You might not like some of the messages, but keep on the potter's wheel. You might not like all that's good, but keep on the potter's wheel. He's working, he's working, he's working. I don't know about you, but he's still working. He's working on me. He's working on my attitude. He's working on me. I'm never going to leave the house. Judas was one of the 12 that were commissioned. Did you know that Judas probably performed miracles? They came back with an exciting news. Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. We raised the dead. Judas came back all fired up. Amen. But here comes a lesson. Jesus takes them to a house. It was actually before the Passover feast. Jesus is sitting down at a table with the disciples. The Bible says after supper has ended. This is taking place again in the house. Somebody say in the house. Jesus gets up and he laid down his robe one side, took a towel, tied around his waist. He knelt down and began to wash the disciples' feet, including Judas's. Oh, yes, he washed their feet. What is he trying to do to the disciples? Jesus, I heard the disciples fussing and arguing as to who will be the greatest. Jesus has tried to teach them a lesson that those of you that are going to serve, you got to be the servant. He came to serve, not to be, amen, served. That's the kind of lesson he tried to teach them, including Judas. And Judas sat there. Jesus washed his feet. Jesus laid down the towel by his side, took his robe, put it back on, and he sat down and said, do you understand what I just did? Of course, you understood that Peter said, don't wash my feet. Lord said, if I don't wash your feet, you will not be a part of me. Peter said, not just my feet, but my hand, my head. You know the answer Jesus gave. But here, right here, amen, Jesus said, do you understand what I just did? If I'm your master and Lord, for so you call me, and so am I. If I could wash your feet, amen, I want you to wash one another's feet. It was the lesson of humility. To be humble, to serve one another. That's what this great church is all about, to be servants. Oh, yes, we might not all be leaders, but we can all serve. Amen, because after all, the Lord is not going to say, amen, well done, thou good and faithful servant, you have been a great leader. He said, you have been faithful, amen, over a few things. You got to be doing something. You got to be serving. But Judas seemed to miss a lesson. Amen. And he's sitting there. And Jesus, I told him the lesson. And then Jesus became troubled in the spirit. He sat down and he said unto the disciples, one of you shall betray me. And the disciples begin to whisper, Who should this be? Peter just kind of signaled over to John that was leaning on Jesus' breath, sitting very close to Jesus, and said, ask the master, who is it? You know, what that tells me, if the disciples that have followed Jesus for 3.5 years weren't even sure of themselves, every one of us need to search our hearts. Lord, is it I? I like David. He said, search me, O Lord, and try me and see if there be any wicked ways in me. I don't know about it tonight, but it's time for heart searching. It's time to search our spirit and our attitude. All the long, the disciples are asking one another, and Jesus is really, what Jesus is doing here, he's working on them, because somehow he knew that after 3.5 years, they still didn't get the lesson. They are still fussing as to who is the greatest. Amen. Who will sit on his right hand and on his left hand. Amen. Jesus is still not discouraged at hand. It's just a week to Jesus' crucifixion. But you see the thing I like about the master, he didn't give up on them. I say he didn't give up on them. Amen. And Jesus is not about to give up on you. He's a master potter. He got you on his wheel tonight. Oh, some of us have messed up in the past. Come on. We shouldn't behave like we always live holy, holy, holy. I know better than that. We have sometimes messed up down the road. But he's still bringing us to a table, a banqueting table. And his banner over us is love. It's in the house that he's trying to plead with Judas. He's trying to plead with Peter. Amen. That some way, somehow, they should check their attitude. Glory to God. One of you should be training. It didn't have to be Judas. It didn't have to be anybody else. It could have been Peter. It could have been John. It could have been Matthew. It could have been any of them. One of you shall be training. Oh, Judas heard it. Amen. And he himself said, Lord, is it I? And the Lord said, you said it. Giving him the chance to repent before it was too late. But Judas is not about to repent. He's like that clay in the hand of the potter that kept messing up until the potter finally decided, this is no use. I'm going to put in my trash can. He's going to leave the house. He's going to go to the potter's field. Judas is sitting there and he listened to everything the Lord has said. And finally, the Bible says, Jesus said unto them, the one that I will give this sop to after I dip it, it is the one that should betray me. Judas heard that. Jesus dipped the sop, took the bread, put it in whatever, amen, they had sitting there as dip. Glory to God. When he did it, he lifted his hand and Judas reached out. Nobody forced him. His hands were not tied. He took the sop voluntarily. And the Bible says the devil entered into Judas. Amen. And he immediately, he left the house. He went out and it was night. One of the saddest statements in the Bible is, then Judas went out and it was night. Oh, God. I don't know about you tonight. When you leave the light of the world sitting down at the table and you get out, amen, you're going to go into utter darkness. Judas walked out, and the next time he walked out was, he went out and he hung himself. Judas never got a rest of the lesson. Did you know, just study, it was in the same upper room that Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. But Judas was not in the house. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Oh, Shatalamahayaba. In the same room, the rest of the disciples were present. But Judas was out of the house. Your eyes closed, your heads are bowed tonight. Close your eyes, please. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I know sometimes we don't hear messages like this. But it's time to check your heart. Check your attitude. I'm going to check my heart. I'm going to search my spirit tonight. I refuse to leave this house. It's dangerous out there. I refuse to leave the place of safety. It's dangerous to depart from his presence. Let's stand together with your hand raised towards heaven. Oh God, help us to abide in the house. Raise your hands right now. I'm about to turn this service over to Pastor Grant, but just raise your hands right now, wherever you are. Let's do some soul searching. Oh, search me, Lord. Search my heart. Search me. If there be any wicked way in departing from you, I wanted to abide in the house of the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell. Come on, go ahead and pray right now. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Abide in the house. Abide in the house. Don't depart from this house. Don't depart from Calvary Gospel Church. This church is a place of safety. Don't leave the safety of the ark. Come on, go ahead. I want to hear some praying in this place. Come on. Come on. Come on. We have time right here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, right. Come on, church. Come on, church. It's time. It's time. Homashakotayamashaya. Yes. Abide in the ship. Abide in the ship. Abide in the ship. Come on, young people. You can leave the place of safety. My God. Come on, church. You can leave this place. Abide in the ship of Zion. Abide in the house. I can hear you. Come on.